Woodhouse offers confidence as your trusted auto partner. With 18 brands and 16 convenient full-service dealerships, you can easily shop the latest models, discover a pre-owned vehicle that meets your list of must-haves, or conveniently maintain your current vehicle. And our knowledgeable and local team is ready to help, providing you the solutions to get you on the road faster, whether online at woodhouse.com or in person. Experience the difference with Woodhouse, a trusted auto partner since 1975.
The Blue Ocean strategy is really about making your business stand out. You have to be different from everybody else in your market, industry, and eliminate all competition. If you want to learn how to stand out and literally not have any competition, stay tuned. You're listening to the Personal Branding Playbook, hosted by Coach Chris. This is a show for podcasters and entrepreneurs to build their personal brand and grow their online business. Each episode is a step closer to that freedom and life that you desire. Coach Chris interviews experts, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and business owners from around the world to help you get better in your online business. And you'll get some solo episodes and rants from time to time. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. What's good, podcasters, entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. I'm your host, Coach Chris. And on today's show, we're going to talk about one of my favorite books. And I've been waiting years to get this book, man. I first heard about it maybe 2 years ago. And I took some time to go to the Half Price bookstore out here in Washington. And I found it. You know, I finally found it. I've been working on getting more hard copy books. One thing I'm not a fan of is reading books on my phone or on my computer or on tablets. It's convenient because you can like easily take it with you when you travel. You can have your whole library in your device, but nothing beats turning a page and being able to write in a book. And it's especially important with books like The Blue Ocean Strategy because you literally need to study a book like this. It's one of those books that, yes, you read it through one time, and that's just to get your bearings and kind of understand what's going on. But then you have to really study it and go back through it and look at the key points over again and really analyze it. It's not a book you just read and throw away or you read and give away. It's one you have to keep to study consistently to really implement everything. So this is one of my favorite books of 2020. Let's start this book review. Now is a better time than ever to make money being who you are. Podcasting is the best tool to make it happen. 5 years ago, when I first started podcasting, it was difficult because nobody knew what a podcast was. Now, everyone has a show or knows someone with a show. For those of you that already host a podcast, you know how great it is to have your own platform. But I'm pretty sure you're not making the revenue that you deserve. Research shows that the average podcaster never makes over $1,000 from their show. That's ridiculous. Companies like Geico and Raycon are spending over $1 million every single month to advertise on different platforms. If you're not getting a piece of that, there's a reason why. I want to help you. I want to help you create multiple income streams from your one podcast. Yes, this is possible. Yes, I have done it. I've been doing it for years now. You can learn more from my free Podcast to Profit training in the description below. Get access now. Okay, so if you've never heard of the Blue Ocean Strategy, this is a book that it literally explains how you can create a blue ocean with any industry, any company, right? Because the red ocean is where all of the competition is, right? That's where all the main companies are fighting for customers. They're fighting for attention. They're fighting for advertising and all of that stuff. They fight for everything. That's why it's the bloody waters of the red ocean. The blue ocean describes when a company separates themselves from that red ocean, meaning you separate yourself from any market or industry. And it's so important because then and only then do you remove yourself from competition. Because as long as you have competition, it's very easy for your customers to compare your business to the next one or to talk about what they could possibly do better, right? Like it's super easy to go back and forth there. Now, when you have a blue ocean business, even a product in your business, it's really, really easy to separate yourself completely. So the first key point, the cornerstone of the blue ocean strategy is focus on making the competition irrelevant by creating a leap in value for buyers. I'm going to repeat that. Focus on making the competition irrelevant by creating a leap in value for buyers. And this literally explains the whole key point of the Blue Ocean strategy. Your competition can't really compete with you if you offer more value than anybody else, right? So for me, for example, when I read this book, it made me think, man, what do I do in the podcasting world that is different from anybody else? What can I provide that's going to be valuable to my audience that is different from any other podcast production company or any of that? Like, what can I do? What do I provide? And it's actually multiple key areas that I can improve a podcaster's life, right? I can provide value in multiple ways that nobody else can in this world. And that's what makes it easy for me to get customers and get clients. And I think this is where it gets fun, is once you figure this out, then it's just about figuring out how to implement it and all this stuff. But the book, after this part, this is literally the beginning. It's like page 12. But after you figure out what value you provide, and part of figuring it out is understanding what value they provide, right? Because you can't say, oh, I'm the only one that does this if you've never done market research to see what other companies are doing, right? So, for example, if you look at the companies, specifically, if you look at podcast production companies, they all offer the same thing. Right. When you ask them what the benefit is, I save you time and we can edit your show. We can write your show notes. We can make some content for you. They don't do anything that's different. Right. That's very simple. So it's easy to get caught up in the world full of podcast production companies. Like, if you just talked about how you can produce podcasts, you don't get any love, any respect for that. Nobody's like, wow, this is amazing, because there are already hundreds of those companies. Another one in the podcast industry is the guesting services. Now, last year, I can remember 2 years ago, my guy Tom Schwab at Interview Valet was the only person I knew that had a podcast guesting service where experts come to him, pay a fee, and then he gets them on podcasts. And I would say in just 2020 alone, that industry has exploded. Now it's at least 30 or 40 companies that I know of personally. Like, I know the people who run those companies and their whole business is doing the same thing. Like, hey, we can get you on podcasts, right? And so you're going to have competition. But again, when you find that key value point that separates you, that's where you create that blue ocean. That's where it starts. So for me, like I said, I had to figure out, what do I provide that's different from everybody else? Even the podcast coaches, quote unquote, because that's really how it goes. The trend in my industry is people will start hosting a podcast and then they see how big the podcast industry is. And they're like, wow, maybe I should be a producer. Then they start producing shows and they're like, wait, maybe I should start coaching people. I have a podcast. I've been podcasting for 2 weeks. Maybe I should start coaching people on how to launch a podcast. And then boom, now they're selling a course. It's the same trend. So for me to separate myself, I had to figure out multiple ways and provide different products, provide really high value points that really can't be met by these other people. And that's the first step of the Blue Ocean strategy, is what value can you provide that they can't get anywhere else. I think it's you know, similar to dating. It's like, what value can I provide to this woman that no other man is going to provide to her? If you're a woman, what value can you bring to a man he can't get anywhere else, right? If you have that kind of value and you provide that to somebody's life, can they get rid of you? No, it'll be really hard to, right? Because you're so valuable. So that's the first step of the Blue Ocean strategy. That's my favorite part. And then it goes into the key elements of a good strategy. And obviously, this is just a review of the book. And honestly, it's not even a review. I'm not telling you why I loved it or like what made it so great. I'm kind of giving you a synopsis of it, right? So again, you definitely want to cop this one, man. It's super valuable. And so the key elements of a good strategy include focus, divergence, and a tagline. Those are the key elements of a good Blue Ocean strategy. Meaning, if you don't have these key elements, it's really hard to say that, you know, you have a higher value point than your competition. This is part of what separates you. So focus means you're putting energy into a value curve, which means you're actually focused on this thing that you do that's better than the competition. Like, what is it that makes you better? And you really, really put focus into that. And the beautiful part about this, one thing I love how the book explains this, that once you put energy into the value curve, the other things don't matter as much. Like, for me, it's like I put energy into other things that I know podcasters want. So I don't even offer the service of podcast production anymore. I don't, because there are so many other companies out there doing it. Now, don't get me wrong, you should provide these services. You can continue to. But for me, it's so much more profitable to focus on the key value points that nobody else has, because I can charge 4 or 5 times as much and not even waste time or energy on the podcast production. And then for me too, I personally don't want to do the podcast production because, and not that I'm against, I would do it. It's just, I want to, it's a lot more that goes into it, right? So that's an important area of focus, is putting energy into that value area. Like, where are you actually really, really good at that nobody else can compete in that area? And it's especially great if you have 3 areas. Oh man, it makes it really, really easy. And that's what I love about this book, is it's so valuable to anybody, no matter what industry or market you're in. If you're a freelancer, business owner, whatever it is, that works perfectly. Next is divergence, right? A pioneer of a key tool for the industry. Most people ask me, and this is why I've been so hell bent on working on software. If you're in the online world now, the best thing you can do is have some piece of software that's, I wouldn't say it has to revolutionize your industry. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far. But if it's just valuable to your users and customers, I mean, think about that. If you have a piece of software, that alone could be your Blue Ocean strategy. Like, you have this software. But if that's just part of it, I mean, come on, man. Especially if your software, you know, is really user friendly and, you know, you have a MVP, minimum viable product, where it's going to be less than $100. Like, that is amazing, because look at it this way. I have a piece of software. This is my divergence. I have a piece of software that every podcaster can use. Now, again, at the top, I still have very, very high value programs and systems and strategies that can get podcasters other results and benefits they want. Now, the divergence is just a way to get people in the door. I'm getting their attention, building a relationship, proof, all of that stuff from that amazing piece of software. So I would say the key tool should be software. If you can make it, if you have an idea, if you want to put energy into it, I would encourage everybody to try to develop some software, because again, that's even more revenue monthly that you don't have to put in a lot of work for. Super, super easy. And then on top of that, it's going to be easier, way easier for you to attract people to that higher value that you provide if you have that software. Now, if you don't have software, you can still develop your own system. Like, I also have the Podcast to Profit system, where it shows podcasters how they can make the most money from hosting their show. And again, if you want to do this, if you want to make money hosting your show, make sure you check out the Podcast to Profit training in the description below. It is completely free. Go ahead and click that link. And the beautiful thing is, when you develop your own system, and this is more popularly known as your signature system. Yes, that's the most popular one. I would say in the book, they call it a key tool. You can have your own program, your own method, you know, and you can make it whatever you want it to be. But you got to find that way that you're going to really have a key thing that makes you different. And then the last part is the tagline, which is like super important, right? Like, the tagline is a major key to success, because that is what catches attention. It's what gets people to, you know, click your link and all that stuff. Like, Podcast to Profit is a great tagline because podcasters want to profit. Very simple. It's play on words and everything. It's perfect, right? So those are the 3 elements of a good strategy. Your focus, meaning you're putting energy into the value that you provide the most. Your divergence, a key tool for the industry. And then your tagline, something that's going to grab attention. Super, super easy to understand there. Now, the last area I want to talk about is reconstructing marketing boundaries. I'll be honest, this part really, like, this part blew me away because I've thought about this, but I didn't think of it the way they explained it in this book, right? So reconstructing marketing boundaries means that your industry and market may only be used to a certain thing. When you reconstruct the market boundaries, you're saying, hey, I know you're only used to this, but this is also good as well. And I'll give an example. So most podcasters only know the way to make money is through affiliate marketing or sponsorships. Part of me reconstructing the boundaries is working with podcasters to develop their own products. That is what's important, because if everybody's only trying to chase sponsorships or affiliate deals, there's only so many of those available, right? And if you're an affiliate for a brand and everybody else is an affiliate for a brand, that brand loses value. That's the truth. If everybody can be an affiliate with ease, that brand is not as valuable. Like if you go to any of the affiliate websites where they have, you know, companies are selling their product however many dollars, and the affiliate commission on there is like 70%, like it's ridiculous. You can make 60-70%. That company thinks they're doing a good thing by making 20-30% from every sale, but what they're really doing is devaluing their brand, because if everybody can has it, how great can it really be? It's not that good. It's not valuable. It's just not. And if you're running after sponsorships, there's only so many sponsorships available. It's only so many companies that are putting money into podcasters. And the reality is, it's only so many podcasters that know how to get to the money there, right? So again, I'm showing you what's different. This is not the norm of the industry, but this is what I want to become the norm. So that's what my company focuses on, right? And the first thing you got to do is look across the chain of buyers. See what people are buying and what they're paying for. Like, you got to see what people are already investing in, because if you see that this is the norm and this is the industry regular, then you got to make sure what you bring to the table is going to completely flip things on its head. Like for me, I tell my clients, if you can hold off on trying to chase sponsors or work with affiliates, promote companies that are trash, like be patient. Let's build your brand and then work on your product so that when you are ready to sell, you're going to make 10 times more. And I know this from experience. You're going to make 10 times more selling your own products or providing a service than you can from a sponsorship. And that's at the highest, highest level. So when you look across the chain of buyers, you got to look and see what people already put money into. What do they care about? What are they buying without hesitation, right? What gets their money easily? Then another key area of reconstructing market boundaries, this is one of my favorite sections, man. It says the key is to define the total solution buyers seek when they choose a product or service. What is the value that they're seeking the most? Like what are they looking for? Then a simple way to do this is to think about what happens before, during, and after your product is used. So one of the main reasons why I wanted to develop software is because I know every stage of the podcasting process. I know what it is before you produce the show, like what pre-production is like, how you plan episodes, and if it's an interview for solo episodes, I know how that goes. I know the process if, you know, the focus is, well, I know the process when the focus shifts to the actual production, what it's like when you're doing an interview. I've been asked hundreds of questions on how you do better interviews and all of this stuff, so I know how production works. And then I also have experience post-production. I've edited shows, I edited my own show. Like, I know what that looks like and what's important there. So when you understand that and you get that process, it makes it easier, because now you know what people are really, really looking for. You know what they really, really want. And then you can start to offer something on your back end, right? Like if I was in e-commerce industry and I sold clothing, and it's easy to sell accessories too, right? During checkout, you know, most people know this is upsell or downsell. But when you offer those things, that makes the value of your product a lot better. Like you literally shoot to the next level. And again, what's really important is that you understand you have to be different. What is the context in which your product or service is used? What happens before, during, and after? Can you identify the pain points? How can you eliminate these pain points through a complementary product or service offering? So one of the things I do with my coaching clients is I let them know, hey, when you work with me, you also get access to the software. It's perfect. It's literally perfect. I know that you're going to need this exact tool because everything I'm teaching you can be done in this software tool. If you don't know software tool I'm talking about, it's Castosity. We are not ready to launch yet. We're keeping this under wraps. You'll see more information on it very soon. Matter of fact, y'all will hear about it first here on the Personal Branding Playbook. And that's a great example. Is I know what the pain points are and before my product is used, before they need me, during and after. I know all of that stuff. And that's really important for you to do your research to see what are people struggling with, right? I think the reason why most people struggle to sell their courses is because they don't know what their audience is going through before they buy the course. And they have no idea what's going on after they buy the course. Because if you did, you would know you could easily sell extra master classes, mini workshops, right? You have so many other tools you could actually sell to those same clients you work with. And it's a game changer, man. It is a game changer when you have all of those set up. And you notice it says complimentary product or service offering. Right now, when you offer that product or service, again, this is why it's called a downsell or upsell. It doesn't have to be the same price. It doesn't have to be super expensive. All that really matters is that you provide really high level value. Like, you know what it is they need, right? So a good example of this is, let's say somebody comes and buys a workshop for me on running Facebook ads to grow their podcast or something like that. They buy that masterclass from me. Okay, great. You bought the masterclass. The next step for me is to make sure you get the most value out of that. So what I would do is not only sell you that masterclass on running Facebook ads, I will also give you a complimentary one-on-one session so we can talk about your creative for your ads or who you're going to target or your retargeting ads, right? See, that's the complimentary part that brings a lot of value to what you're doing. That's what takes you over the top. And I think it's easy for entrepreneurs, especially if you're an expert entrepreneur, you can always give some of your time, right? That's why I don't really sell a lot of one-off coaching sessions. Actually, I don't. I'm always selling it where you get this content and then my time is the thing you can pay extra for, because people want to pay for that. And that is the complimentary service that I know they're going to need. So again, man, this Blue Ocean strategy, as you can see, is very detailed. It goes super in depth. I just scratched the surface with this, man. I didn't want this episode to be an hour long, but the Blue Ocean strategy is the best book to get if you really, really want to build something long term, because this book is going to explain how you go from square one, not really knowing what's going on, and you don't know how to separate yourself. You don't know how to deliver a message to separate yourself. You don't know how to create a product that really speaks for itself. You don't know how to do any of that. This book is going to show you how to get started and how to dominate an industry and really create your own market. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Personal Branding Playbook. You can find Coach Chris online at thecoachchris_ or visit the website thecoachchris.com. If you have any specific questions or if you just want to share your podcast, send an email to info@thecoachchris.com. We'll see you next time. Until then, growth never stops.
Join the BD team in Columbus, Nebraska. We're hiring for multiple positions with sign-on bonus eligibility. Our comprehensive benefits plan starts for all employees on their first day, including low or no cost insurance plans for select positions, career growth opportunities, and more. BD is made for what's next in health and your career. Apply today at jobs.bd.com. That's jobs.bd.com.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.